best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin. And today we are discussing movie adaptations of Pride and Prejudice.
There are so many good ones out there. I don't think there's been an adaptation truly that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
There's some that we certainly like more than others, but
Yes.
like everything has just been done so tastefully and beautifully. Even the weird ones, like, because there's been some weird adaptations, but even those are good.
And some of them I actually haven't seen, but we kind of, for the sake of this minisode, we kind of picked out the more popular ones to
Yes.
discuss.
Yeah, kicking it off with the 1995 adaptation. This was actually a BBC miniseries. It is, I think, a lot of people's favorite because it is very true to the story itself. Like it does like wholeheartedly follow the story. Colin Firth is my man.
He's handsome.
And he plays a wonderful Mr. Darcy. An incredible job. He does most period pieces extremely well. He just has the face for it
He
and
does. And
the
like
voice for
the
it.
attitude.
Yes, the demeanor. And yeah, like I think I love Matthew McFadden, which we'll talk about him in a little bit. But Colin Firth, I mean, just seeing him for the first time as Mr. Darcy, like I think that's what really made me fall in love with the character. Because reading this book as like a younger adult, like it can be hard to get through, which I do understand. But watching the mini series, I think definitely helped me kind of get a bigger picture of what like Pride and Prejudice was meant to be.
Yes, it really helps because like when you are younger, you also don't understand a lot of like the nuances like of love in general and these types of relationships. So just kind of seeing like visual aids that come along with like a film adaptation, I think really help with, well, I mean, even as an adult, like it helps anyone, but it really especially helped me as a young reader as well.
Colin Firth is also just a little hottie.
He is. And I think a lot of people, they are what really like gets them going about this adaptation is actually the scene where he jumps into the lake, because it's when Elizabeth is at Pemberley with the gardeners and he like doesn't know that she's there. So he's walking home and he's like, man, it's really hot. Like I'm going to jump in for a swim. So he like is basically in his undershirt and pants and like, when he comes out, like it's scandalous for Elizabeth to see him that way, because you know those little puffy blouses are slutty, and then you get
they
them
are slutty
wet. You get them wet, and oh my god, they get
and
even
they're
sluttier.
see-through.
They're see-through. So it's funny because there's actually a giant statue of wet Mr. Darcy in a lake in London,
and that
which
is so real of them to
that
do.
is
London
so real.
understood the assignment.
Yeah, they're like, don't you worry, ladies. Well, and gentlemen, anyone who's interested in wet Mr. Darcy.
Yeah,
he's for everyone.
We know what you want. It's for it. He there's something for everyone, truly, with wet Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, even if you're not attracted to men, I feel like you can appreciate the art of
yeah,
it.
For sure.
And then, actually, the next adaptation we'll talk about is Bridget Jones's Diary, which was in 2001. And I'll kind of let you talk about this one because I've not seen it.
It's basically just like a modern day retelling of Pride and Prejudice. So Renee Zellweger, she's the bomb. I love her. So it's the start of the new year and 32-year-old Bridget decides it's time to take control of her life and start keeping a diary. So it's like provocative and like erotic fanfic that she is writing with like a taste for adventure and anything from like men to food, exercise, sex, stuff like that. She writes about it. If it comes to her head, she writes about it. And it's like basically a representation of her like turning a page into her new life. And so it does follow the basic guidelines of Pride and Prejudice, essentially, with like a main male character and a misunderstanding and then like being at odds with each other and then falling in love. But just with like kind of that modern twist to it, which a lot of people really, really liked. And it's also just a fabulous movie. And they got Colin Firth to once again play the Darcy-esque character, which is hilarious.
And they did that on purpose.
And they did, because it's almost like if they were to take like a Shakespeare play and like do a retelling of it, like The Lion King or whatever. That's kind of what they did with like Bridget Jones' Diary.
Sure. Okay. That totally makes sense. I honestly, like, I've been meaning to watch this movie because I feel like everyone loves it. And with like Bridget Jones' Baby and everything that came out after.
Yeah,
like,
it's just a nod to Jane Austen in Pride and Prejudice.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. And then next, we are going to talk about, this is our personal favorite here on the podcast, the 2005 adaptation with Keira Knightley and Matthew McFadden.
I love Matthew McFadden.
I will say, I think that this, the 2005 version and the 1995 version, some people, if they like one, they don't like the other. I like both.
Yeah.
But 2005 is just my favorite.
I prefer this one.
Yeah, and the reason that we prefer it is because, like, the cinematography in this movie, stunning. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack, gorgeous, beautiful, perfect. I actually listen to the soundtrack a lot while I'm working because it's instrumental and it brings me joy and peace. But, like, let's talk about some of the cinematography in this film.
Yeah.
Because, well, first of all, the opening scene when Lizzie is just walking home, basically she's walking through the country and that is gorgeous and that really captures your attention. Then another really famous one is where Lizzie is sitting on the swing. This is after Charlotte tells her she's going to marry Mr. Collins. She's sitting on the swing and it shows a passage of time behind her, like as she's twirling on the swing, the seasons are changing, the weather's changing behind her. Gorgeous, perfect. The hand flex
art.
Art.
I think about, if I don't think about it once a week, like something's wrong. Like
something's
I,
wrong.
It often crosses my mind.
Check on me. If I don't think about the hand flex in enough time, I will start to wither away. And then also at the end, when Darcy is walking in the field toward Elizabeth and there's like the golden glow of the sun behind him. Holy.
Art.
Oh my. And then like the mist. Oh my God. Art. Art, art, art. But what some people don't like about it and what they, the reason they prefer the 1995 version is because in the 2005 version, they do take some like artistic liberties and some of the dialogue is a little bit different and some of the story, it like either things are kind of left out or things are kind of like switched order wise or like where the setting happens that it takes place. Like, when he proposes to her and they're outside in the rain. Like, of course, the rain is there. It makes the mood perfect. But that's not what happened. He, like, just found her in a room.
It was for a dramatic effect.
And it was very effective. But some people don't really like the artistic choices that were made necessarily that changed the story. But I think it adds to it. I think what it does is it takes this story and just makes it like improved for a more modern like audience basically.
Yeah, I don't think it takes away from the story at all. I think there are just certainly people who truly are, you know, diehard fans of the original telling of Pride and Prejudice. And so the 2000 or the 1995 version is for you.
It's their favorite. Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, and it's very good and I agree with them that it is very good.
One thing I also like, first of all, I think Keira Knightley was the perfect choice.
Oh my God.
For Elizabeth.
She kills it.
She is stunning. She is so elegant, but she also, like, she's very sharp. And I like that about her. Like, she is witty, like, I think in person as well. And that is what makes it so easy for her to play these roles. Same thing with, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
She plays Elizabeth Swann extremely well because she is very like sarcastic and witty.
Yes.
What I also like about Mr. Darcy, like Matthew McFadden playing him, he is such a versatile actor. And I think when he does a role, like he like really puts himself into that role. And it's hilarious because when you see him play in like other like movies and other series, like there is still like some aspects that come out and you're like, that was very Mr. Darcy coded.
Yeah, because you talked about him in Succession.
Yes. Like there will be times where like, because he is British and like he plays an American man in Succession, but like he'll say something or like the mannerism in which he did it. I was like, oh, you almost got me there.
You're giving Darcy right now. You know what's like we talked about this in a previous episode, but he gave an interview where he said that he didn't like playing Mr. Darcy because he felt kind of insecure and like he wasn't giving it like what it deserved basically. And we talked about how, like, we think that actually translated to, like, his wonderful performance
Yeah.
as Darcy, because Darcy is insecure. He is anxious and misunderstood about a lot of things. And so I think that that translates so well
Yeah.
into his character.
Oh, he was stunning in
Yeah.
that movie. And then the last one here that I think is just like a very fun take on it. And I don't know, maybe some people didn't like it as much. I thought it was a very entertaining version. It's Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So that came out in 2016. So basically, like a 19th century zombie outbreak brings Elizabeth and Darcy together to, fight zombies, like save the human race, essentially. And it's the same like storyline. They don't like each other. There was a miscommunication at the beginning to kind of make them rivals to each other. And just like over time, and as they like, fight these zombies and whatnot, they do start to care for each other. So it is a very quirky take on Jane Austen,
Yeah.
but it worked. It was good. It was entertaining.
I have not seen this one yet either, but I actually really would be interested to watch it because I think that makes it fun. Like when you're taking a layer and you're like just adding something kind of crazy to the story, because like we said, this story on its own is very funny. It's a comedy. And so when you're taking something kind of outlandish like that, even with Bridget Jones' Diary, like you said,
Yeah.
like it takes something kind of outlandish, I think it only adds to this like story
Yeah.
because it just complements it so well. Like it's already hilarious. You're just taking something silly and making it even sillier. And I love it.
Exactly. And I think when people think of like the classics, they're like, oh, these are very serious and like daunting to read and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no,
Not
Jane
this one.
Austen was in a silly, goofy mood when she wrote this. Like, this is the most unserious novel like you'll ever read.
You cannot be all serious and no jokes and write a character like Mr. Collins.
Like, so sorry.
Oh my God, which reminds me of from the 2005 adaptation. What excellent boiled potatoes.
He was just so cringy and goofy, and
I love him.
they did choose a really good Mr. Collins.
Perfectly cast in that
Love
film.
him. But those are just some of our favorite adaptations, or some, I guess, more popular ones. That if you haven't seen, you should definitely take some time to do so because it's life-changing. The 2005 adaptation specifically is life-changing.
You know what? I might watch it later today.
Yeah, I think you should. Me
And
too,
I will.
actually.
God, like I said, this was my seventh reread of the novel. I think I've probably seen the movie at least 40 times.
Yeah, that's fair. It's
At
a
least.
classic. It's so
Yeah.
good.
But that wraps up our discussion about the movie adaptations of Pride and Prejudice. Next week, we will actually be doing another little mini-sode about Pride and Prejudice, but we are going to be talking about fan fictions that we found about Pride and Prejudice, and it'll be
So
very fun.
excited. It's going to be so fun. The week after that, we are actually going to be discussing Bride by Allie Hazelwood, the one and only. It is a little bit different than typical Allie Hazelwood. If you have not read this book yet, or if you have been on the fence about reading it, I wholeheartedly encourage you to go ahead and start on it because it is 10 out of 10 phenomenal.
I am telling you all that you'll love it. It is a paranormal romance, but it's again still kind of a rom-com situation. So if you love Allie Hazelwood's previous work and also you love Twilight, then this is the perfect book for
This is for
you.
you.
It is so good. So go ahead, get started on Bride if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.